Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 45.
What do you like to read?
Quite a lot, as it happens. But yeah, you can tell us about what you like to read, and I will tell you about what I like to read in a bit. And as for you lovely listeners, you can tell us what you like to read in the comments. Firstly though, how's your week been?
Well, it's been okay, but we've been recovering, haven't we?
You more than me.
Well, yeah, me mainly. We realised, or I realised last week that I actually had COVID, so that wasn't so fun.
You missed a word there. The word is again.
COVID again. Yeah, this would be my third time. But I haven't had it since 2021, so it's been a little while.
You sound a lot better though.
I am a lot better, but I still can't taste very much. But I can smell now, which is good.
Yeah, you were lamenting about that earlier in the week.
Yeah, because you don't realise how depressing it is when you can't smell anything.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously that affects your eating.
It does.
But yeah, I still can't really taste. But you know, bit by bit, I'm all right. So yeah, that's been the week really, just sort of trying to recover and make sure everybody stays well before we go away.
It's better to get it over and done with before we go away.
Exactly. So I apologise for any little coughs. I still have a very annoying dry cough.
It's time of year as well.
Yeah, but yeah.
It doesn't help.
It's irritating.
Yeah.
But yeah, what about you?
Well, actually, my week was more interesting than I expected it to be.
Tell us.
Because it was Wednesday, wasn't it? My mum's birthday?
Yes.
I lose track of the days because every day this week has felt a bit like a Sunday.
Well, now it's the summer holidays. The kids are always here. And
it's so weird. It's just,
it is, every day sort of merges.
It absolutely throws me.
Yeah.
So on Tuesday evening, I got a Facebook message from a BBC producer. And he got in touch because in 2020, I think it was, a lady had come to talk to me about heat and how hot these buildings get in the UK. In the US, you are graced with air conditioning for the most part. I know not all of you are, but most of you are. But UK houses don't have it, so it's kind of an annoyance that we have to put up with, especially when we have more heat waves than we ever have done.
And also, our buildings are built differently. They're built for insulation to keep heat in because we have colder weather. More often than not.
Exactly. So I spoke to a lady called Alice back in 2020, and it was really nice. She was a great person and very nice, and she remembered me and wanted to talk to me again 5 years later to see if anything had changed. So they arranged to come, because luckily I saw it. I don't ever check Facebook Messenger, but it came up as a notification, and I responded to him, and he emailed me, and then they came on the Wednesday, her and a cameraman, and I got on really well with the cameraman, and actually he told me something really super cool. This guy, David, about how to use or to better use the Rode Wireless Pro microphones that I've got. He said that you could put them on the inside of your shirt against your skin and they pick up better. So I'm going to be trying that in the future because the way I've been using it was just wrong all outside. So it's really cool to actually talk shop with someone who understands and who uses the same gear I do in a professional setting. It just made it feel kind of really nice. So, yeah, it was a nice day. It was my mum's birthday, and that was a sad thing as well. I was having a bad day to that point. It was just kind of depressing in a way, because it had been 8 years to the day since I had spoken to my mum in person alive, as it were. But, yeah, it turned out to be all right in the end. And you guys had gone out for the day, hadn't you, to your dad's?
Well, we just went out for the afternoon because it's also my dad's birthday.
Yeah.
So we just went to go see him for a few hours.
And
with you having people over, it's just easier.
Had I not been going out, had I not had people over that day, I would have gone over to see my granddad because it was his birthday as well. My mum's father, by the way. So that's a very strange present, is a new baby daughter at some point, as you do. So yeah, it was three birthdays in one day in our family. Yeah. It's interesting. And then yesterday I got sent a nice drum groove from my producer friend upstairs. And he's like, do whatever you do with this. And I had a lot of fun doing that. So that was cool. And yeah, the rest of the week has been quiet. But these couple of days have been sort of semi-busy. And now it's podcast day. And as usual, I have my t-shirt on.
I do not, because it is really hot today. Too hot for that kind of t-shirt.
It's not that thick, honestly.
It is when I'm out walking.
True. If you're out, yeah, that'd be different. But for me, it's like a Friday tradition. I put this Strunjgarsh t-shirt on and I love it.
Yeah. I will wear it again once it cools down and I'm not wearing dresses and stuff.
Take it on the balcony, because all the cold air off the sea will make you colder than you think.
Yeah.
Remember when we went on the last one and we went upstairs on the restaurant deck outside and the ship was just cruising.
The wind.
Literally. It was really,
so windy,
really cold
on that cruise.
I couldn't believe how cold it was, given how the weather had been so nice.
Yeah.
But sea spray, it shows no mercy, right?
No.
It hits you and you know about it.
Crazy.
It was really something. But so no one, by the way, not a single person answered last week's quiz question, correctly or incorrectly. Just no one did. There were lots of comments.
This one.
Yeah, there were quite a few comments on the YouTube video. And people did seem to enjoy Ed. We did. It was a good episode.
We did. It was really good.
Really grateful to Ed for coming in and joining us. And if you and your partner, you know, if particularly looking more closely at blindsided relationships, but you know, anything will do relationship wise. If you want to come in and be a guest, talk to us. If we can have something good to talk about, it'd be good to have you on. Because now I've done it once, I was honestly kind of scared about the editing. I know I can do it again. So it's okay. But yeah, what was last week's quiz?
So the quiz question was, on what musical instrument would a player perform a paradiddle?
It's a drum, isn't it?
It is a drum.
Nice.
You are correct. So for this week, I have, what is the name of the dessert that translates to make me happy in Italian?
I ought to know that, oughtn't I now?
Well, I would think so, but we'll find out.
Right then.
See if we have any Italian-speaking listeners who might know.
Yeah, might.
Yeah.
I also have a couple of Italian friends, although I don't know if you listen. I should point this out, so I will do that thing. So then, the topic of the week.
Yeah.
Books. And we always say we're going to keep it as short as possible.
I think this probably will, but we'll
I hope so, because I'm tired and I'm hungry.
Yeah.
But watch it be really long now.
You can't be that hungry. You're just eating a stack of pancakes that Alice made.
She is a great pancaker.
She's just discovered how to make pancakes, and now it's a regular occurrence in our house.
Yeah, she's kind of top of the pancake pile, isn't she? It's really good.
She is. It's great. So,
what do you like to read?
Well, we thought we would talk about books because lots of people are going on holidays. You know, it's a nice chance to read all those books that you've not been able to.
Yeah.
We should just point out, not that it's a big deal, but we don't tend to read physical books. Well, you certainly wouldn't. And I don't read many physical books. It's all Audible for me.
Yes.
And you use a variety.
E-books. Yeah. Yeah, I'm an ebook guy.
But we do. So you're much more eclectic in your listening, aren't you?
I like a lot of different authors.
Different styles. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whereas I'm much more the sort of thriller based.
But I have given you some ideas.
You have, absolutely. And I am going to make it my mission to try and branch out. But I don't like romantic books. It's not my thing. I'm not sort of hugely into comedy, unless it's like an autobiography from somebody that I like.
Are you going to read Ozzy Osbourne's biography? Because everybody said it's really, really good.
Probably, because I really like Ozzy Osbourne. I did read...
That comes up, by the way, this week, if you're listening in the future. This is the week that Ozzy Osbourne sadly died.
Yeah. I did... I say read, it's listen, but I'll say read just because it's what
Look, I have a problem with this this language. It's read. And lots of other blind people agree with me. Just because you're using your ears, it's still a sense. You're still, observing.
But Bill Bailey, one of his books, I read, and that was really good. And he's a comedian, but
yeah.
Ultimately, it would be thriller for me. Penny, shh. So we try to sort of read sometimes similar books so that we can talk about them.
We have at least two authors that we will read religiously. Yeah. And when they release something new, we will read it.
Yeah.
Who are they?
Well, there's John Mars, who is our favourite.
He's very twisty.
Yeah, they're always... They're always not complicated, but there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's not in a way that you can't follow. It's very, you know, you can follow it, that's fine. But there's often a lot of different characters, a lot of different stories that feed into each other and kind of come together at the end. But it is slightly Black Mirror-esque, I would say.
Yeah.
Because there are sometimes, you know, technologies that maybe don't exist, or if they do, they're, you know, a bit more advanced than
this is
we
true.
Have, aren't there? And they're often quite, well, there's a few of them that there are bits which are maybe a bit difficult to listen to. But yeah, so if you're sort of not into those kind of
it's worth a look, plots, though.
Yeah, we love them. And
some of it is kind of future, kind of tomorrow-y in a way.
Yeah, I think so.
But close enough that it feels real enough.
Yeah.
Like the self-driving cars being hacked on the roads, for example.
Was yes. Good. Yeah.
I feel like that isn't so far away that it couldn't be within, at least, if not our lifetime, certainly our kids.
Get hacked now.
Yeah.
And then who are you thinking is the second? Because there's two that come to mind, so.
Alice Feeney.
Okay. Well, you can talk about her because I've talked about John Mars.
She was a BBC journalist turned into a writer, and she writes kind of very dark mysteries. I don't know. Are they mysteries? Would you say?
Yeah, thriller based. Again. Yeah.
You introduced me to her, I believe. And I think I introduced you to John Mars, whichever way around it was, but it's kind of that. And, yeah, she writes books sometimes about places. And so, for example, like one book I remember was set in a big house and lots of people were in the house and lots of things happened. And you thought you kind of knew who caused what to happen, but you ended up being wrong, which, of course, is the sign of a good book. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to know instantly. Otherwise, it kind of just takes it away, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I really enjoyed all of her books. And I think I've read all of them now to this point.
Yeah, I'm just looking through and I think there might be one that I haven't read.
Which one's that?
Beautiful Ugly.
Oh, that's newish, I think.
And oh, okay.
Have read that because I think, yeah, I'll look in my list.
Daisy Darker was the first one that we read, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
That was the one I was thinking
that you're
of.
Talking about in the house.
That was really, really good.
Yeah, that was really good. So I would say if you were going to look at her, I would start with that one.
How do you spell her last name again? It's an unusual name.
It's F-E-E-N-E-Y.
Okay. Alice Feeney.
Yeah. We really like her. The other author that I was thinking of
C.J. Skews.
C.J. Skews. I just wanted to make sure that I got the...
Sweet Pea series.
Yeah, the Sweet Pea series. Which actually was on... they made it into a series.
Was it
part
Sky?
Part of it into a series. Yeah, it was on Sky. So obviously if you don't have Sky, you might not have seen that, but and it was based on it, mm-hmm. but and it actually was done pretty well. But the books far outweigh the TV.
As happens show, quite often.
As often happens. Because actually, thinking about it, one of the John Mars books was turned into a TV show.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, I don't
think. Netflix. I think it was The One.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. I watched a few of them and I didn't like it, personally.
I think it's really hard to take book to screen.
Yeah, and I think when you have read the books and you've enjoyed them as much as we did, to then watch it on the TV sometimes can be really disappointing because you build up, don't you, the pictures in your head. You know, what you expect the characters to look like. You know, when I listen on Audible quite often, some of the bigger books that I listen to have multiple narrators. So you kind of build a whole picture of that person, of that story. You know, you're kind of living it with the book. And then when you see it on the TV and it's not what you envisaged.
Yeah. You know what I'm actually thinking right now? Of course you don't. So I'm going to say it.
Tell me.
Why do people say that? I'm thinking that because it's free to watch on iPlayer for you, I want to get you into the Strike books. And you could watch yes. one of the episodes. And then if you like it, you could read
like
the
I feel like that has been recommended to me by other people as well.
I really enjoyed the books. Ed and I do as well.
Yeah.
And I haven't watched all of the BBC series that they've done on Strike, but I think I watched the first one and it was all right. But again, I prefer the books.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, what I find interesting is hearing what actresses and actors they pick to do the character voices, because then it kind of.
Yeah. See, I wonder if that's different because when you listen, oh, I just hit the mic. Sorry.
It didn't make any noise.
Okay. I didn't need to say it then. When you listen, you're not listening to
character voices.
So it's that's quite different, isn't it? So
yeah, I come up with whatever in my own head.
Exactly. Whereas sometimes it can be harder if I've already got a voice or, you know, use that voice to create the person.
That's right. It's a whole thing.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm going to recommend Strike to you.
Okay.
Because I really like Strike.
I will look at that. Another one which I have, which I know you have not looked at, is The Sandman.
Right.
Which is...
Is that Neil Gaiman?
It's Neil Gaiman. I know that my auntie also loves The Sandman. So they did that. It's like a... They've done it as three books on Audible, which they have now also made into a Netflix
series.
And I mentioned that only because the second... one has come out relatively recently.
Have you watched it?
I'm rewatching the first one.
Was it good?
I really liked it. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot because there's so much that goes on in these books.
Yeah, yeah.
So they can't put obviously everything into it. So there were moments where I was like, oh, I really like that.
But what that
there's
means
a lot of different
is,
stories that comes together to make it.
What that means is that there are times when book to screen does go well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the difference. I really liked it. And although I had an impression of The Sandman in my head, actually the casting I thought was really good.
Right.
And I would hugely recommend that. But for listening to that, I would really recommend the Audible because it is. In fact, I think it might even only be on Audible.
Yeah, that's the trouble, isn't it?
That is the trouble. Exclusives. Sometimes we can't share things because they're only on there. But it is dramatized. So there were times when I was listening to it and walking the dog or something, and it was like quite dark. And honestly, there were things happening that I thought were happening around me. It was insane. And I was getting quite scared because it's so immersive. But that I would definitely recommend trying if you can.
That's the way it should be done.
Yes.
Just good dramatization is worth your time.
Yeah.
Like, I have no problem with dramatizations. I just find listening to a human narrator read something unabridged to me very dull.
Mm.
Like, you know, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy books, all dramatized, all great. You know, the BBC versions.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you know, I take it back. There are times when authors can get it right. Douglas Adams reading Douglas Adams' book, perfect. Chris Barry reading Red Dwarf, wonderful. They have a couple of sounds, but it's mostly red. Stuff like that, great. And I think the company for me that gets that right the most is Simon & Schuster Audio. When I used to listen to the Star Trek books, they did that. So it was mostly red, but you had like the turbo lift and the doors opening and stuff, just as the occasional noise.
Yeah.
So I would call it kind of hybrid, red plus dramatization. That's cool. Very cool. I like that. But just a straight reading, oh, I can't deal with that.
Yeah, no, and I get that. Mine are kind of a mixture. It depends on...
Yes. Depends what you get, isn't it?
Yeah, it does depend. much less dramatized than... But this one in particular is all the sounds and everything, and it is...
It's good when it's amazing. Well done. It bugs me when I hear something just obviously out of place.
Yeah.
And a lot of my blind sound audio guys, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
I should say audio people. Let's be inclusive here, shall we?
I was just thinking we didn't actually say the Sweet Pea series. We didn't actually say what that was about.
Oh, no.
That is a
female
young...
protagonist, would you
yeah,
say?
Yeah, a young woman who...
Let me sip my tea.
is basically taking out bad men. Yeah, very bad men. And getting rid of them in various interesting ways. And sort of how she evades capture or... Yeah.
She goes to extreme lengths to evade
capture.
She
really does. But if you like that kind of, you know, the heroine, but also she's has her moments where she does really bad things.
The thing is, when you're inside her head, some of the wording she uses is just amazing.
It is good, definitely.
There's one line I cannot repeat here, but when I read it, I actually bust out laughing.
You'll have to remind me of
that. It was about punching someone into the sun.
Oh, yeah.
It was so visceral, and I just, you know what? That resonated. Because sometimes if you're on the underground and someone's pushing into you, and the last thing you want to do, just go away. Totally felt that. Oh, dear.
Definitely.
But extremely good writing, yeah.
So what about other ones for you?
Right. So this morning I was talking to you about the Pendergast series written by, let me get it right, Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child. And they have a whole series of books. I can't remember what number they're up to, but it's fairly high. And Pendergast is an FBI detective that's very much more than eccentric, like eccentric times 10.
Yeah.
And I got introduced to those books by a friend of mine called Doug, oddly, not the writer, but another one, years ago. And I just plowed through every book at the time. Loved every single one. Really dark and extremely well written. Really. Sometimes you get writing from people and it's just like, okay, the book was great, but the writing was subpar. But nothing about the writing in these is bad at all. Mm. And I want you to really get into them so that we can talk about it. And, you know, these are books I'd be happy to reread. There are lots of books in my life I've reread.
Yeah.
These certainly would be up there if I were going to do that. And I've mentioned Jack Reacher to you before as well. Mm-hmm. I don't think you've been able to do that. That's written by Lee Child and now his brother Andrew Child, who's going to take over.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and he was a US Army Marine, if I'm getting that right. I don't know if that is the word. Army soldier, sorry. Yeah, US Army soldier. And he gets into some scrapes, but he nearly always comes out on top. He's an extremely good fighter, and he doesn't take crap from anybody.
I will definitely add these to my list.
Yeah.
My library.
Your library.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, I've got favourites, and I've got a few Jack Reacher novels I've read a few times because they're just so immersive. Like we said, not dramatised though, just listening on my computer.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
When they're that good, they're that good.
So. But you do get through books incredibly quickly because of the speed that you listen to them.
That's the thing.
So you'll get through a book that would take a normal person...
Oh, much quicker.
...hours. 10 hours to listen to, and you get through it in, like, 2.
Yep.
So...
And a book that... A series of books I don't think you will read is Jodie Taylor's The Time Police, or The Chronicles of St. Mary's. It is kind of comical, but it's also about going back in history and viewing history with a time machine, which is actually way more fun than you would think. Like watching a volcano blast off, all kinds of things.
That is cool.
It is. It is. And the shenanigans. And boy, there are lots of them. But yeah, Jodie Taylor. Most of the authors we've mentioned, by the way, most of them have been British authors.
Yeah, that is true.
And I didn't mention who wrote the Strike books. It's Robert Galbraith. So that is good.
Hmm.
There's lots more, but just things that you would like. I'll stick to those. And I would love to know what people are reading, because there's always more to read. You know, I think you could just never have enough books. And I'm always on the hunt for just something. I read a lot of sci-fi and stuff as well, which you don't.
Yeah, no, I'm not into sci-fi, things. But I know that you...
I loves it.
You do. You also like a lot of fan fiction.
I do.
Which, again...
Many authors. But it's different. There's a very different kind of, you know, space.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've read years, not even hours at this point, years worth of fan fiction. And to think that it's all out there for free, ready to be consumed, is really fun. And to be honest, 9/10 of what I read is better than the original writing. So
it's crazy.
I know. What about your last ones, if you've got any?
My last past ones. The only other one that I can, that really stands out to me that I have re-listened to in the past is another Mars, but he's Paul Mars. So John Mars is M-A-R-R-S, but Paul Mars is M-A-G-R-S, I think.
Let me Interesting.
Just double check that, because if I'm spelling it wrong, that's going to be embarrassing. But so, I mean, he's done a few, but the series that I read was, sorry, I'm just trying to make sure that I spell.
While you do that, I will say that you like Jo Spain as well. And you did tell me to read Jo Spain. I can't remember what she wrote, but yeah, you did.
I'll have a look in the library for that, because that's, I've forgotten. So Paul Mars is M-A-G-R-S, and he did some books about basically Brenda, who is one of the main, she is the main character, who is the Bride of Frankenstein. And is sort of living her life, and various different things happen, and it's set in Whitby, which is where the castle,
Whitby Castle,
where they have, you know, like the origins of Dracula and stuff like that, all sorts of things. But I really, really like those, and my family have also read them and enjoyed them. Those are definitely ones that I would reread. And they're not actually particularly thriller-like, I guess.
What did we read by Dawn Porter? I can't remember, but we both read it and liked it.
I can tell you in a second, but I was just looking up Jo Spain to see. Oh, okay. We have read many of her books, apparently, according to my thing, but I cannot think of them off the top of my head.
Just an author to note down then.
Yeah. I'm sure they were great because I've read four of her books, but off the top of my head, we know my memory is shocking, so I can't. Dawn Porter, we read, or Dawn O. Porter.
Dawn O. Porter, yeah.
We read The Cows.
Oh, yes.
That's the one that we liked. I don't think that was a thriller.
It wasn't.
No.
I don't remember what it was now, but I remember it was amusing. It started in a pub, I'm pretty sure, with a bunch of people coming in on a minibus.
I think it's about three women and a friendship and conflict between them. But we did really enjoy that, and it has fantastic reviews.
The trouble with reading as, well, I say as much as we do, is that when you've read something years ago, it's hard to remember what it was.
You just know only you liked that you liked it or didn't.
Or didn't, yeah. That's the thing.
Yes.
That's that the joy. Funny. Maybe at some point we'll have to ask what they like, the kids like to read. Alice likes to read.
Jake's not a reader.
No, he's a comic guy.
Yeah, he's never, which is a shame because I always wanted the kids to enjoy reading.
Well, to be fair, I didn't as a kid. One of my reports I wrote was just a few words in Braille. I hate reading.
Oh,
that was my whole. I was not even 9 years old, and I know that because it was before I went to Worcester. So my school years are divided into pre-Worcester, Worcester, post-Worcester.
You were little.
So that was all I wrote.
Yeah, no, he's not. He's not a reader. Alice sort of dips in and out. They both, when they were younger, really loved all the David Walliams books.
Yeah.
Which I think anybody who's got kids under the age of 12 will probably know, because he's done so many and they are all fantastic.
Gangster Granny.
I mean, there's just so many. There's, you know, The World's Worst Parents, World's Worst Pets, World's Worst Teachers. I mean, there's so many.
Mm.
That
I read Gangster Granny as an adult. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I mean, I've got so many of them in my Audible because I've bought them for Alice to listen to. You know, when she's going to sleep or whatever, she'll listen to a book. They all absolutely loved them. I used to read those to them when they were younger. back when they still wanted stories. Now she likes sort of more I don't know the name of the author, but like, there's a TV show that was a book, Heartstopper, I think it's called. You know, she's sort of getting more into teen.
Yeah, understandably.
Teen.
That's all right.
It's not romantic, but you know, those kind of.
And I bought you a book, things. Like an actual hardback by Robert Llewellyn.
You did?
Which you've still got to read.
I do.
Because it's really good.
Yeah.
Being a comedian as well, it's very amusing, his book. Mm. He's written a few books, actually, but that one I think was an autobiography of sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know the last time you, like, when I, sounds really bad when I say like that, the last time you picked up a physical book.
It was last year when I went, did I go last year or the year before? When I went to France with my sister.
Year before.
The year before.
Because last year, it was here.
Yeah, I think so. That was the last time I read a physical book. I know. Because there's just no time.
There isn't.
An audible book is just so much more convenient for me.
Well, because it's smaller and you can just carry it. Physical book takes up a lot of space. Ears.
I can listen, you know, when I'm doing stuff, when I'm walking the dog, whatever it is. I don't have to physically find the time to sit down and
I get it.
Read. And reading makes me even more tired. Makes my eyes tired. And then I'll fall asleep. So
the good thing about falling asleep when you're reading a physical book, though, is that you won't lose your place.
That is
when
true.
You fall asleep listening to a book.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you lose. I know this all too well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really do. The number of times you've fallen asleep and I can just hear the speech in your headphones still ticking away.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I've got to just page up 110 times. Well, not that many, really, but, you know.
To scroll back.
Yes.
Well, I think we're done.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Is it story time?
It is.
I like that.
So this week, the strange news story that I have is of probably one of the luckiest cats. He is one of the most famous cats in the most famous cat in Indonesia.
Right.
Because he is the pet of the president.
Okay.
And he gained popularity after being adopted as a stray at the president's residence.
Yeah.
And he basically now lives the life of absolute luxury. He's called Bobby. And he lives in the palace. He attends political events. He is on social media. He has a whole group of security guards to take him out for walks.
My goodness.
To protect him. Because, you know, he belongs to the president. He's got to be looked after. And other political people, other presidents, you know, other people that come to visit will bring him gifts.
I see.
And he just lives his best life, which from going from a stray cat to now living your life in a palace.
That's landed on all four feet.
He definitely used up a few lives to get to that. He traded a few lives, I feel, to get that.
The Black Mirror-esque part of me thinks that him sitting in on political meetings is dangerous because, you put a bug in the cat's ear, right? And then you can espionage it and other people can listen in and your phone is ringing.
I did have it on silent, but it's the watch.
It's all right. It's telling you to get off and do something else, apparently. So there you go. Yeah. That's us for the week, isn't it?
Yes.
Next week is busy.
Yeah.
Preparing to leave.
But we will still be recording a...
Yeah. We've got one more before we depart.
Yeah, one more.
So that's exciting.
It'll all be good.
But in the meantime, look after yourselves. And in this weird weather that we have, hot, cold one minute, cold, hot the next minute, just, you know, stay well. Look after...
You don't get COVID.
Don't get COVID.
It's not fun.
My body tried to give it to me and I said, nah, you're all right. I wasn't having it.
Mm. Yeah, you and Jake fended it off.
Did. Alice slept on the sofa a lot, didn't she?
Yeah, she only had one symptom, was a very congested nose, so she couldn't breathe. And so she slept down here because Jake constantly telling her to stop sniffing was not fun for her.
No.
So, yeah.
I think someone just... I heard the FaceTime sound.
Yeah, my sister's trying to call me.
All right. Charlie, if you're listening to this, hold your horses, love. No, it's all right. Go speak to her then.
I shall.
Right. See you all next week. And thanks for listening. And do participate. Comments are good. We like them. And that way we have more things to talk about. And if you have questions for us, ask them. We're ready to hear them. Right then. Bye for now.